Temperatures creep into the 80s on a sultry April afternoon at Principal Park. The Iowa Cubs are taking batting practice. Next to the cage, the team's new manager swats ground balls to infielders. A tall, still lean Ryne Sandberg goes about the job with the same quiet grace for which he was known during a legendary career in Chicago.
I've just dedicated myself to it just the same way I did as a player. You know, this is what I do, and I enjoy putting on the uniform. I enjoy baseball, love baseball, and ultimately want to do this at the major league level.
Sandberg is willing to pay his dues to make it back to the big leagues as a manager. For the past 3 years, he's been riding buses, hauling equipment, and pitching batting practice at Class A Peoria and Class AA Tennessee. He retired as a player in 1997 after 16 years as Chicago's all-star second baseman. Promising Cubs infielder prospect Darwin Barney says he can still field the position.
I remember in the fall league, he went out to second base and turned a couple double plays, and he kind of got on his toes a little bit and started to show his confidence, you know, saying how good his hands still were. So, and, you know, he's a guy that my dad used to watch, you know, so it's a lot of fun being able to play for my dad's hero, for a guy that, you know, I've been a fan of for a long time.
A Hall of Fame playing career is no guarantee for managerial success. Gary Carter and Mike Schmidt abandoned the dugout without making it past Class A. But veteran iCub outfielder Micah Hoffpower, who has been in Des Moines off and on since 2004, likes what he sees in Sandberg so far.
It seems like a player's guy. He obviously understands the game, and I look forward to it. I really do. I think it'll be a fun season, and it'll be an opportunity for us to learn from a guy that knows a pretty good bit about baseball.
The Iowa Cubs organization is making Sandberg the face of this year's season. He appears in the club's print ads. General Manager Sam Burnaby says that has the town talking.
The buzz is unbelievable. I mean, we can't go anywhere and make a sales pitch or a presentation or whatever it may be in talking about Iowa Cubs baseball and not have Ryne Sandberg come up as the subject of conversation.
Burnaby says he hasn't noticed much of an increase in ticket sales quite yet. But officials with the Peoria Chiefs, where Sandberg managed in 2007 and 2008, say be patient. The broadcast and media manager for the Chiefs, Nathan Beliva, says they're still reaping rewards from the Sandberg years.
It's benefited us here now, even a couple years later. A lot of those people that became fans because they wanted to see him manage, they liked our entertainment, they liked what we do here, and they come back now. So it wasn't just like a one-year, you know, short fix.
Sandberg has been through Des Moines before. He played here as a 21-year-old with the Phillies AAA team. And in one memorable exhibition game against the iCubs in 1989, he arrived with a severely sprained ankle. Chicago manager Don Zimmer convinced him to take one at-bat for the fans.
So I believe the game started about 4:35 o'clock back then, and Dave Masters, who's about 6'7", 6'8", pitcher, was thrown against us. And with the dome shining out there, because the sun was shining on it, I went up there and swung at the first high fastball and hit it over the stadium club for a home run and hobbled around the bases.
Sandberg says he's happy to be back in Des Moines, but it's also clear he wants it to be a short stay, with the next stop, the major leagues. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.